续保持在主面前祷告的心。
Let's keep our praying heart before the Lord.
因为我自己发现，只有主向我们讲话开启，你这个在我们生命上才有真正的果效。
Because I really realize only when God open up His own words to us, that's when we can truly have an effect on our life.
这才是真正的生命。
That's the real life.
头脑的知识是也有用，但是没有那么大的用。
Knowledge of our mind is useful, but not much.
只有真正遇见神，才是真正的生命。
It's only when you truly encounter God when you start your new life.
大概在十年多前吧，我问了两位当时大专团契的青年同工。
About 10 years ago, I asked two young co-workers in the college ministry.
我问他们什么是 worship.
No, I asked them what's worship.
那么其中有一位想都没有想就马上说，就是聚会时候唱诗的时间。
One of them, without thinking, quickly replied, "Well, it's the time that when we sing songs during gatherings."
我相信这个是很多人很快的一个想法。
I believe that's the thought of a lot of people.
但是如果我们一个成人来到教会里面十年的时间
，But if an adult after coming to church for about 10 years,
仍然还有这样子的想法的话
，and still have this kind of idea and thought.
那么讲台和带领的人就要负很大的责任了。
Then the preachers, the pulpit should, and the leaders will bear a lot of responsibility.
所以今天让我们从圣经上的话来思想。
So today let's think about the word of God in the scripture.
到底神要的敬拜是什么
？What kind of worship does God really want from us?
免得我们走了很久，到头来发现，哎呀，走错了路了，太可惜了。
Lest we realized at the end of a long road that we are going the wrong way.
敬拜的原意呢，就是 worship.
The original meaning of worship is worship.
表示就是说，你敬拜的时候，表示你承认那一位被你敬拜对象的宝贵。
Meaning that you really admit that the person, the object that you're worshiping is very worthwhile.
当神让我们经历他出现的那个刹那的时候，在安静里面，我们全人一定会肃然起敬，拜倒于地。
When God allows us to experience His appearance and presence at that moment in silence, we would surely, be in awe. Our whole being would be in awe and bow down before Him.
因为他是一位非常至尊至高的神。
Because He is that God of most high and most honor.
所以我们很自然地对他就很虔诚地下拜了。
So naturally, we would devoutly bow down before Him.
所以敬拜的意思呢，就是说我们每时刻、每事件都给神他当有的地位。
So the true meaning of worship is that every moment and in everything, incidents, that weAscribe to God what is due to Him.
我们自己呢也站在当站的地位。
And we ourselves would stand in the position that we're supposed to.
那么，因为神是灵，所以他要我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
For God is spirit, so He wants us to worship Him in spirit and truth.
这个英文就讲得比较清楚啊，真正的字义是用灵和真实来敬拜他。
Yeah, in English, it's very clearly expressed that we should worship God in spirit and in truth.
那么我想我们如果大家想想灵是什么的话，都会有点迷迷糊糊，所以我稍微提一下。
Since many of us may not have a very clear definition about spirit, I'd like to mention it further.
基本上灵就是包括良心、直觉和潜意识。
So, in general, spirit includes, your conscience,Your instinct and your subconscious.
就是这三个。所以那个就是其实很简单，意思就是说，他很喜欢我们全心全意啊，诚心实意，老老实实的敬拜他，用我们的全心。
So simply speaking, God wants us to worship Him with our whole heart, our whole mind, and in sincerity and in truth.
那么诗篇二十九篇二节又说要我们以圣洁的装饰，或者呢，就说以圣洁作为装饰来敬拜他。
Yeah, Psalm 29, verse 2 talked about we need to worship God in holiness, with holiness.
那就是说我们天天因为把它放在它应有的地位上嘛，那么又就会有一个分别为圣的生命跟生活。
That is because we are putting God into the position that is due Him, then we will live a life that is consecrated.
因为他自己是非常圣洁的，所以你会在他，我们一定会在他的面前，啊，过一个圣洁的生活。
Because He is holy, so we shall live a life that's holy in front of Him.
所以我听了刚才有人祷告，就是说信主以后慢慢自己发现生命改变了，就是这个意思。慢慢我们被主分别为圣洁净了，生命一定会有改变。
So I just heard somebody praying that after we believe in the Lord, we realize our life is gradually changing. That's exactly the process of consecration, that after we encounter God, our life is being consecrated.
或者说 life's been sanctified,
purified and sanctified.
那么圣经上我查了一下跟这个敬拜两个字有关的这个上下文的经节。
So when I searched the context of the Bible regarding worship,
那么你就发现他讲的很详细的显出一种跟一般人不同的生命，还有他生活各方面的实际的情形。
You can see there's some very detailed description of a different life and a actual reality of all regarding all aspects of the life.
它就包括你们如果去找的话，诗篇五篇有敬畏神的心
，including a reverent heart that's described in Psalm 5:7, heart of reverence.
好，也许是去诗篇二十二篇的话，就会发现有一个寻求耶和华、想念他、归顺他的心。
And in Psalm 22 describes a heart that seeks the Lord and obey Him.
还有呢，就是说喜欢进到他面前的。
And the other is the willingness and like to enter into His presence, dwelling place.
还有就是顺从他。
And another one is to obey Him.
还有就是遵守他一切的指示，好比说律例啊、典章这种东西。
And to submit to all His instructions and His guidances and ordinances.
还有到他面前去认罪。
And to make confessions.
还有尊崇他。
Exalt Him.
还有歌颂他。
Sing praises to Him.
还有荣耀他的名。
And honor, glorify His name.
这些都是正面的形容那个。敬拜跟敬拜前后的词句。
All these are positive words in the context describing worship.
所以你看见，第一，把神恭敬地放在他应该当得的地位。
So first of all, to let God put God in the place that He is supposed to be.
第二，就是用灵和真实来敬拜他。
And secondly, to worship Him in spirit and truth.
然后第三，有一个分别为圣的生命与生活的一个实际。
And thirdly, to have the reality of a sanctified life and a living a sanctified life.
这三点都有的话，那就才算是真正的敬拜他。这三方面缺一都不可以的。
So that's the three aspects of true worship.
所以这是一个我们全人的一个真正的实际的生命生活的情形。
This is our a life of the whole person, an entire being, and are the reality of our life.
那么神创造我们呢，是什么目的呢？
So what is the purpose for God's creation of us?
他是要我们成为他儿子基督的心腹。
He wants us to become the bride for His Son, Jesus Christ.
是他爱的对象，而且与他联合，与他合一。
He wants to love us,and wants us to be united with Him.
所以这个就变成他在我们身上工作的方向跟一个目标。
So this becomes the direction and purpose of His work in us.
我最近听了一个江弟兄的那个讲的实在很好，你们要想知道的话来问我。他是讲到神的 fullness， 他就讲到整个神的计划，在我们有我们之前就已经有这么一个计划，就是要他的儿子成为一切。
So I recently heard a great sermon by Stephen Kwan, and it was so good. You can talk to me in detail if you want. So it's about the fullness of Christ and talking about how God has already made the whole plan and purpose before everything happened.
但是我们出生的时候很可惜是出生在亚当的咒诅里面。
Unfortunately, every single one of us was born in the curse of Adam.
虽然我们冥冥中知道有神，因为每个人在最没有最无助的时候都会叫老天，对不对？
Even though we somehow know the presence of God, for example, we all would call out to heaven whenever we are helpless.
但是在平常的时光呢，正像这个蛇向夏娃讲的，说人会像神。
But in our daily lives, it's more like what Satan talked to, the snake talked to, Eve in the garden, of Eden, that we are like God. We would be like God.
因为他骗他去吃那个是分别是是非善恶果子的时候，就是说，哎，你要跟神一样哦，所以神不让你吃了。
Because the snake was tempting Eve to eat the fruit of the knowledge of, on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and he was just saying, "Oh, you would be like God if you eat it."
所以你看，尤其现在啊，更明显，人总以为自己是神是中心，对不对？现在的世界越来越明显。
It's more obvious in today's world that people really think they are the center of the world.
自己像神一样。
We're like God.
这就像当年那个明亮之星、早晨之子的心思一样了，就是怎么样从那个一个天使长变成魔鬼的心思一样。
So this is just like that thought, the thinking process of the Satan in those days when he was this bright star and the morning star, son of the morning star, and he wanted to become God.
圣经中以赛亚书十四章十二到十四节，如果你去看，你就看见他讲：我要，我要，我要，我要，我要，我要怎么样？我要怎么样啊？他就是他的要。
In recording on Isaiah chapter 12, verses 12 to 14, you, if you read it, you realize there the Satan was writing five times: I will, I will, I will, I will.
我要这样，我要那样，他讲了很多哈。
He talked about a lot of I will do this, I will do that.
其实我们今天不是跟他一样吗？
Aren't we just the same as he was?
我们真的是完全在仇敌的掌握底下，而自己都不知道。
We're really completely under the enemy's control without even realizing it.
跟他一样了，结果不是跟神一样，是跟他一样了哈。
So unfortunately, we're not with, not the same as God, but same as Satan.
所以神才要我们遵守神自己的命令。
So that's why God wants us to obey His own orders.
因为只有完全听他的教导，而且跟着他走。那我们的眼睛才能够被开启。
Because only when we fully follow God's instructions and follow and according to, go walk according His ways,
眼睛才可以被开启。
Our eyes can our eyes be opened.
然后最后可以回到神最初创造我们的目的。
And then finally enter into return to the original purpose that God created us.
就是与他合而为一哈。
That is to be united with Him.
那就进入他一切的美善。
To enter His full goodness and kindness.
光明。
His brightness.
喜乐。
His joy.
还有权柄。
And His authority.
荣耀。
And His honor.
和国度。
His kingdom.
哇，这个很不得了哈，一件事情。
This is an amazing thing.
所以我们今天是在一个神恢复的一个阶段里面。
So today we are in this period of time of revival,
recovery, 到最初神创造我们的目的里去。
To return to the original purpose of God's creation.
我们在座的很多人都是父母啊。
Many of us are parents.
我们看见我们的孩子走得不太好的时候，不太正确的时候，我们就会要教导孩子，或者是要管教他哈。
Whenever we see our children doing something not quite so right, we would want to teach them and discipline them.
因为父母亲都是希望孩子有一个最好的未来，对不对？
Because all the parents want the best future for their children.
所以我们的父神也是一样的。
The same is with our Father, our Heavenly Father.
当我们真心的敬拜他，尊他为主为王的时候，顺从天父一切指教的时候
，When we truly worship Him and honor Him as our Lord and our as our King and submit to His teachings，
我们不但能够逃离将来本来会有的毁灭，应该有的毁灭啊
，Then we can not only escape from the perishment that we're we're supposed to have.
因为我们就走撒旦的路子嘛，最后就是毁灭了。
Because if we were to continuing the path of Satan, then we would end up with perishing.
不但我们可以逃离这个毁灭，而且一定可以跟他同享他所事所有一切的美善。
But if we follow God, we not only would us escape that kind of perishment, but also we can enjoy the full goodness and kindness with God.
所以我们要感谢天父。
So we really want to thank our Heavenly Father.
因为虽然我们生来是瞎眼的。
So even though we were born blind,
但是他对我们这个无限的爱啊，还有忍耐。
But his boundless love and endurance,
他就用很多的特别的安排，特别的训练来训练我们。
He arranged all kinds of trainings to discipline us.
他就帮我们能够在他自己的时间达到他为我们预备的一个上好的结局。
To help us to reach this best end result in his own time.
这个就是为什么我们今天活在世界上会有困难，会有苦难。
That's why we will have difficulties when we live on this earth.
因为你如果转向神的话，这个就是神给我们的 discipline， 你就慢慢从这个旧造，从这个毁灭的这个路上出来，到了他的天国里去。
Because if you turn to God, He will give you discipline, and this is the way that He will lead us out of our old selves, old creation, and out of the path leading to perishment, but instead to go onto the path leading to His heaven.
那么在圣经上还有一些关于敬拜的上下文，是对不真正敬拜他的人说了一些警戒的话。
In the Bible, there are also words in the context of worship that is talking about warnings against those who do not worship God.
就好比说，我们按着我们自己的意思，而不肯听神的话去做的人。
For example, those of us who would follow our own wills and not do according to God's teaching.
那个在耶利米书十三章啊。
It's recorded in Jeremiah 13.
或者是有别神的人，诗篇八十一篇。
Or if we have other gods in our life, like Psalm 81.
或者还有脚踩两条船，同时又敬拜耶和华，又敬拜别神的人。
Or those who worship the Lord God as well as other gods.
或者根本就离弃神的人。
Or those who completely forsake God.
那圣经上讲，这些人的结果一定会引起神的怒气，这是王上二十二章讲的哈。
So the consequences for these people are surely God's anger.
然后在生命记也提，其他地方也有提，最后就一定导致灭亡的。
So that was God's anger was recorded in 1 Kings chapter 22, and then the other portion recorded in Deuteronomy was that the final destination is perishing.
这个就是为什么神要我们除他以外不可以另外敬拜别神的原因。
That's why God asked us not to worship other gods except him.
他苦口婆心一直讲，因为是为了我们自己的好处。
He said it again and again, this is really for our own benefit.
你想我们十诫，他给我们十诫的给以色列人当年十诫第一条就是说，除我以外你不可有别的神。
You remember the Ten Commandments that he gave to the Israelites. The first one is that thou shalt have no other God.
第二诫就是说，你不可以敬拜别神，因为耶和华是忌邪的神。
And the second commandment is that thou shalt not worship other gods, for the Lord is a jealous.
因为你知道，我们是照着神的意思被创造的，他有他起先最永远的计划。
Because we were created according to God's will and who has his own original plan.
所以他也说，你若忘记耶和华你的神，随从别神侍奉敬拜，你们必定灭亡。
That's why he said, if you forget the Lord your God and follow other God to worship, and then you will surely perish.
这是我今日警戒你们的。
This is the warning sign I'm giving you today.
因为我们可以看一下以弗所书第一章。
And also we can take a look at Ephesians chapter 1.
因为神老早就定规好了，最后长存的只有那个基督，只有那基督。
Because long time ago, God has already destined that what's lasting is the Christ.
在这个基督之外，最后什么都没有了。
Other than that, there's nothing left.
所以很清楚的，神就说：“今日我警戒你们，你们不可以随从侍奉敬拜别的神。”
That's why God clearly said, "Today I warn you that you shall not worship other God."
我们中文的可不可以请先念以弗所书一章九到十节，九节跟十节。
Could we read in Chinese first Ephesians chapter 1:9-10?
Okay, 请。都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地下一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
Let's read in English, Ephesians 1:9-10. He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and the things on the earth, in him.
所以你知道，他因为是有全盘计划的神，他就老早已经定规好，最后长存的只有那基督。
So you know, this is because he is the God with a whole purpose. He has already destined a long time ago that the summing up of all things is in the Christ.
Yeah, 这个达尔比的圣经就是 the Christ 啊，就是刚才那个 NASB。which 是已经蛮正确的，少了一个的，这意思就是说，基督头跟这个全的全然的身体，只有最后只有这个，在基督里面。
Yeah, the Darby's translation specifically emphasized it is in the Christ, meaning the entire, the head of the Christ and the body of Christ, everything.
所以他老早就他的计划就是我们凡是不在基督里的，最后一定是落在永火里。
So.God has already destined long time ago that whatever is not in Christ will be destined to the eternal fire.
所以他才强调爱他的要遵守他的命令。
That's why he emphasized that those who love him shall obey him.
因为只有这样子我们才会有最好的结果。
Only when we do that can we have the best end result.
那因为他是创造我们的，他爱我们。
For he's the one who created us and he loves us.
所以也只有当我们有最好的结局的时候，这个实在爱我们的神心里面他才有安息。
That's why only when we have the true good result will the Father God who truly loves us so much can have a true rest.
所以他始终强调我们一定要专心跟着他的。
That's why he emphasized again and again that we should follow him.
但是因为这个学习或者是这个慢慢变化的这个过程很长，
But unfortunately, because the process of the learning and the transformation is very long.
所以我们他也一直这个劝导我们一定要忍耐等候到底。
And that's why God also keeps on urging us that we should endure to the end.
那么在以赛亚书五十六章七节里面耶和华曾这么说过。
In the book of Isaiah 56, chapter 56, verse 7, and God said,
他说我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐，他们的燔祭和平安祭在我坛上必蒙悦纳，因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
This is let the wicked forsake his way. Oh, I'm sorry. 56:7. Yeah. Even those I will bring to my holy mountain.And make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar. For my house will be called a house of prayer for all the peoples.
中文翻成我的殿，我的殿哈，但是英文就是说我的家，我的家。
The Chinese translation is like my temple, my temple. But the English translation is talking about my house, my house.
所以这个地方。这光这个地方就填了两次，我的家，我的家是祷告的家。
So here it was referred twice that this is my house is the house of prayers twice.
那么其他还有地方了，我就没有提了。但是新约马太二十一章十三节，主耶稣自己也重复的说。
There are other places in the Bible, of course, that I'm not mentioning today, but just looking at one place in the New Testament, in Matthew 21, verse 13 that Jesus himself also said,
我的家必称为祷告的家，我就用家了，因为我觉得这个英文的翻译比较正确，因为有一个特别的关系，家跟殿好像我们感觉上好像不是很一样啊，所以他主耶稣自己也重复说，我的家必称为祷告的家。
So, because I'm going to use just the phrase my house because I think the English translation is more accurate. And in Matthew 21:13, Jesus said himself that it is written, "My house shall be called a house of prayer."
所以我们一直这样思想到现在啊，就没有什么可怀疑的了。神所宝贵的。其实就是我们和他的相交交通
So in summarizing what we just talked about and that it's undoubtedly that it is very clear that what God wants is that we can communicate with him his fellowship with him
就是我们要跟他讲话谈心在爱中交流的时刻啊，他很宝贝看为宝贝、
God would cherish the moment when we talk to him we share our heartAnd we communicate in love.
那么，还有在历代志下七章二十二节，跟这个敬拜这个字同时提起的，就是他说他不喜欢我们亲近别的神。
And also recorded in Second Chronicles chapter 7:22, that God specifically mentioned when we are related to worshiping that God doesn't like us to be close to other God
或者说 attached
or be attached to other God
就是说他意思是什么
What does it mean?
那个 PowerPoint yeah 意思就是说什么要我们亲近他对不对他不要他因为他嫉妒的神因为那个爱的时候他所以说忌邪就他不喜欢我们去亲近别的神他喜欢我们去亲近他自己
As for Second Chronicles, God told us that He wants us to be attached to Him. That's why He doesn't want us to be attached to other God. He's the God of jealous. He's a jealous God.
我想这个有的时候神用这个世界上的事情来让我们能够明白他的心哈，常常是这样子。
Sometimes God wants us to understand His heart, and He uses examples. Of this world.
因为有一个诗篇104篇他说他甚至爱我们他爱到一个地步是以我们的默念为甘甜。
On like in this verse in Psalm 104, it says, God loves us so much that he counts it as sweetness when we meditate upon him.
我就想到就像那个在谈恋爱的男女哈。
So it's just like, a couple in dating,
in love.、
Oh.
那这个是不是这个女孩子的这个心思里常常就会想到男生？虽然他不在他旁边，也会想到。
The girl will often think of that boy even when he's not around.
这个男孩子有的时候也会想想这个女生，虽然他不在他的边上。
The boy would also think of the girl even if when she's not around.
我想神跟我们的爱啊，也是有这个感觉。他就连我们默念他，他都觉得很甘甜。
I think God's love for us is similar, that even when we think about him and he would count it as sweetness.
那你想想我们是不是应该多多到神的面前去、啊、
So think about it, shouldn't you come before God more often?
那么所以你看这都是神自己讲的、啊、
So that's exactly what God said himself.
那神自己说他的家是一个重在祷告就是与他在爱中有交流的家。
So God specifically said that his house is a place of prayer. That means he's very much putting emphasis on praying.
那么我们除了每天应该有一个顺从神，把他放在他应该有的地位上的生命与生活之外，我们还有天天跟他有亲密说话祷告的实际。
So because of this communication in love, then we every day besides we should not only obey God and submit to Him and put Him onto to the position that He's supposed to do, and we will also need to have this intimate relationship and the praying reality with Him.
那我们在一起的时候是什么？神的家，这个大家是不是
？So when we are all together, then it is God's house, God's family, a big family of God.
所以我们在一起主日崇拜的重点，我的感觉应该也是在会众祷告与他相交的时刻。
So that's why I also feel the emphasis on our Sunday worship should be the corporate worship, prayer time.
所以也许以后掰饼的时候，诗歌不要唱那么多，多多祷告。
So maybe when we are doing our Holy Communion in the future, maybe we could sing less songs, but pray more.
然后我们礼拜天在敬拜大家祷告的时候，我常常只听到几个人祷告，对不对？
And also on Sunday worship services, and during Sunday worship services, we can, during corporate prayer, sometimes I often hear just a few people praying.
我真的很希望，如果我们知道神是喜欢我们跟他相交，他的殿是他的家，是一个祷告的家的话。
If we truly know that God likes us to fellowship with him, if we truly understand that his house is a house of prayer,
那我们整个主日崇拜敬拜的时候就应该是什么？大家要多一点的人祷告，不需要很长，就是多一点祷告，而且祷告大声一点，别人可以阿们，不然都听不见。
Then I think during worship time we should have more people praying, and doesn't have to be very long, but really more people praying and pray loudly so that other people can hear you and can say amen.
Yeah, 这个就是神所喜欢的事情。
That's what's pleasing to God.
神不是喜欢说，当然也有歌唱也是给他喜欢的，如果从心里来。但是我想啊，这种相交，这种祷告是他自己提出来的。
Of course, in singing hymns are good, and it is, God would enjoy that as well, but praying is specifically emphasized by God.
那么我们现在大部分的呢，就是照着哥罗西三章十六节在做。
So most of us actually do according to Colossians 3:16.
将那基督的话丰富存在你们里面，用一切的智慧互相教导和劝诫，以诗篇、颂词、灵歌，在你们心里歌颂神。
That is, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God.
所以起码我们教会是一般常常以读经或者一些诗歌来开始主日崇拜的。
So at least our church does begin our worship services with Bible reading and songs, spiritual songs.
因为我想大多数的人都是不太常常跟主说话。
Because most of us do not talk to God frequently enough.
所以一到聚会的时候没有办法一坐下来就可以马上跟主相交了。
So when we come to gathering and worship time, many of us are not able to sit down and immediately communicate and fellowship with God.
但是我们诗歌的时间跟做法绝对不是敬拜的重点跟中心。
However, the time of singing is definitely not the center of worship.
因为圣经很清楚地讲了嘛，它的重点，神的家的重点不在诗歌。
Because Bible has clearly express that the house of God, the emphasis is not on songs.
你看那个诗歌只是一部分哈。
Song is just part of it.
因为神从来没有说过他的殿、他的家是歌唱颂赞之家。
Because God has never said that His temple, His house is a house of singing and praising.
可是却一直强调说我的家必称为祷告的家。
But clearly stated that my house should be the house of prayer.
那我们今天诗班是从哪里来的呢？这些诗。
So where does the choir come from?
那么大卫当时他照神的心意，他开始了帐幕约柜前侍奉的诗班。
So that started with David, King David, according to God's heart, started the choir in front of the ark in the tabernacle.
这个诗班很重要，它是在帐幕约柜前侍奉的诗班。
The choir was very important because they were serving in front of the ark in the tabernacle.
但是我想这是一个，就表示他侍奉的对象是神。
That means that the person there, the choir was serving God.
因为我没有看见一个记录是，因为那个圣所跟那个至圣所根本这个诗班是进不去的，因为只有祭司才进得去。即使这至圣所，那只有大祭司才能进去。
Because the holy place and the holy of holies cannot be entered by the choir members. It's only the high priest can enter.
High priest enter into the
Holy of Holies.
其他的圣所是祭司可以去的。
Yeah, the other priests can enter the holy place, but the Holy of Holies can only be entered by the high priest.
所以他指的是说，这个诗班是侍奉神的，中心点在神的里面。
So the choir is to serve the serve God. So the emphasis is on God.
Yeah. 所以你看见大卫成立诗班的时候，诗班没有交给一个精通歌唱音乐、被派为做歌唱之人首领的基拿尼亚。
So you can see that when David started the choir, he didn't give the choir to be led by somebody who is great at music. Instead, he gave this to
Kenaniah. No. This is a 会唱歌的人是 Kenaniah.
Oh, the person who is able to sing is called Kenaniah.
Yeah. 因为大那个时候，你如果去看的话，《历代志上》十五章二十二节就有说，这个人是在那里教人家唱歌的，因为他很精通音乐的。
If you read First Chronicles, yeah. chapter 15, verse 22, it talks about this person, Kenaniah, was good at music and he was teaching others to sing.
我因为在带领诗班，所以我有一次就好好的查到底诗班是怎么回事。
Because I lead the choir, so one time I searched the scripture to find how the choir was initiated.
但是这个诗班并没有交给这个大卫，就是开始照着神心意，他诗班没有交给这个会唱歌的人。
But when David started the choir, he didn't actually give the choir to be led by the person who's able to sing.
因为这个重点不是在音乐。
Because that music is not the emphasis.
大卫把诗班交给谁？交给先知来带领。
He actually, David actually gave the choir to be led by prophets.
这个是在历代志上二十五章一到五节讲的。
That's recorded in First Chronicles chapter 25 verses 1 through 5.
那他们的工作啊，你如果看中文圣经，就是说唱歌、唱歌、唱歌啊。
So if you look at their work according to the Chinese Bible, it's just singing.
但是你看原文的话，它底下也有个括号，原文就是说说预言。诗班是不是唱歌？是说预言。
But the original Hebrew verses language was saying they were prophesying.
Yeah. 你如果读这个 NASB 好像也是说预言。
I think NASB translation was also prophesying.
因为英文圣经的翻译的圣经，他们这些人都公认这个 NASB 是翻译的最准确的，除了大卫以外。
Because a lot of the Bible scholars all concur that the translation of the NASB is the most accurate translation to the original.
那你知道先知有两个功能，一个是说预言，就是说会发生什么事，还有一个说预言就是说解说神的心意啊。
So as if you understand that prophets has two meanings, one is to say things that's going to happen in the future, prophesy. The other is to foretelling, to explain God's heart, God's meaning.
So 一个是 foretelling, 一个是 forthtelling.
So one is foretelling, the other is forthtelling.
那什么是解说神的心意？就是为神做出口的一个工作。
So foretelling basically means you talk for God.So explain his meaning.
那么灵前十四章就讲说，先知是对人说，要造就、安慰、劝勉人。哥林多前书十四章。
So in the New Testament, First Corinthians, chapter 14, Paul explains that the First Corinthians chapter 14,
一到四节。
Yeah.
先知。
So the prophets in here, it talks about the prophets are to build up
comfort
and exhort and people exhortation.
所以这个是今天基本上诗班的工作。
So this should be the work of this should be the work of the choir today. So those one who prophesies speaks to men for edification and exhortation and consolation.
所以我们诗班献诗之前常常会有人说一点，就是对这个诗歌他们的感受，就是愿意用话语来帮助人，不光光叫你听个音乐哈。
So that's why oftentimes before the choir sings, they would they would have someone to say something to explain the meaning and the sharing. So we use words and not only the music.
但是你看今天很多的教会啊，年轻人带领的敬拜团队应该其实就叫做诗歌团队就差不多了。
But today, many of the worship team leading, led by the young people should really be called Singspiration team.
因为每一个教会，你去看那个哥林多前书十二章，每一个教会有先知恩赐的人数不会太多，因为每一个人的恩赐都不一样。
Because if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there wouldn't be many in each church that will have the gift of prophesying.
那么就如果是不是先知恩赐的人去带领诗班的话，就要走错路的。
So if it's somebody who doesn't have the gift of prophesying to lead the choir, then the choir can be directed incorrectly.
而且年轻人的所谓的敬拜团队，因为年龄的缘故，也还不可能，就算他是先知，也还没有先知的身量。
And also for young people, if they're because of their age, they have not reached the fullness, the full measure of a prophet.
因为你看圣殿里面服侍的人，他都有个年龄的开始，有一个年龄的限制。
So if you can see in the Old Testament, when they talk about people serving in the temple, there is a limit, kind of criteria for age.
那么今天呢，成年人很多也有带领这个敬拜团队的，也不符合圣经为神做出口的原则。
Now there are lots of the adults leading the worship team are not necessarily fulfilling the criteria of the fourth telling.
因为很多是重在音乐的。
Because many are putting too much emphasis on music.
用感情的发泄跟那个节奏来鼓动并且创造一种气氛。
And just use the expression of the feelings and the rhythms to excite some kind of an atmosphere.
Yeah, 但是实在是创造一种气氛，这种就是今天常常有的这个情形。
So that's what's fairly common these days.
你如果看 TV 的话，就太清楚了。
It's very clear if you watch TV.
而且你会发现，越多的非先知在前面带领敬拜，或者越多的乐器在弹奏，那就越使人不能单单专心在神自己身上。
And you will also notice that the more non-profits leading the worship team there, and the more instruments that are being played, then it's harder for people to focus only on God.
如果我们认识神的工作，
so if we understand God's work,
你会发现神的工作是由内到外的。
You realize God's work is from inside to outside.
它不是从外面来的。
It's not from outside.
那人和仇敌的工作是用外面的气氛啊来影响我们里面。
But the work of human flesh and the enemies are using the external environment to impact us.
特别是那个球赛，我记得我在 USC 的时候，那个什么人正好在那边打足球。哦，一进去，哦，那个全场那个兴奋的气氛，我马上就感受到了，好热烈。
Especially the sports games. I remember I went once to when I was at USC and went to the sports games. It's like okay, as soon as you enter the
OJ Simpson.
Oh, that was the OJ Simpsons was playing the football game at that time, and it was like as soon as I enter the stadium, you could immediately feel that passion.
然后你去有些很大的教堂啊，很漂亮的教堂，你马上就感到哦，好像一个气氛，对不对？我相信你们都有这个经验。
And also, if you go to a very nice, kind of a church building, a huge and nicely decorated, and you will kind of feel that atmosphere, the air there.
或者是你去一个那个丧礼的那种聚会啊，哎呦，你一进去，哎呦，就感觉到那个气氛。
Or if you go to a funeral memorial service, you will immediately feel the air of mourning.
这就是人的工作，这不是神的工作。
That's the work of human and not God's work.
那特别音乐是有音乐的影响能力的，节奏更是了。
And then, of course, music has its impactful effect, especially with the rhythms.
你看那个他们常常进军到最后的时候就是打鼓，因为你跟着鼓声你就走，不然你就逃了。大家这个兵人都不肯打了，这军人都要逃掉了，是吧？
And as you see in battlefield, oftentimes they use the drum beats to excite the soldiers to follow, because if you don't kind of follow the beats, they would escape.
哎，真是人很可怜哈。
So humans are very it's sad, it's pitiful.
但是人的办法很多，但是我相信我们最好不要在教会里用这个，因为我们不是在那里敬拜人，我们在敬拜神。
We have a lot of human methods, but I hope we don't use those, because in church we don't worship human, but we worship God.
还有一个危险，就是邪灵就会趁我们头脑空白的时候就会进来了。
There's also another danger that evil spirits could enter into our mind when we empty our minds.
因为有的时候诗歌的时间很长，那个话，你知道很多那个流行的比较近代的诗歌，词句很简单，而且拼命重复。
And sometimes when the song is so long, and then it's repeated with simple words.
那这个时候我们的头脑，有的人特别容易空白。
Then many of us could have an empty mind at that time.
那么这个就是邪灵工作的条件了。
This meets the condition of evil spirits working.
你如果想看多知道一点的话，你可以看那个 Hank Hanegraaff 写的那个。Counterfeit revival, 假冒的复兴。
So if you want to know more about that, you can look at this book written by Hank Hanegraaff. It's called Counterfeit Revival.
所以整个的聚会啊，是热烈或者兴奋，跟有没有神的同在，我跟你讲是不一样的感受的。
So the entire gathering, whether it's like very exciting, or whether it actually truly has God's presence, it's different.
这个只有我们经历过神许多工作的时候，你才能够分辨，这不是很容易分辨的事情。
It's only those who have experienced much of God's own work can have that discernment.
所以我们今天尽量找带领敬拜时段的人，这些人的灵一定要在魂的上面，那他就能够分辨灵跟魂的不同。
That's why today, when we try to appoint people who's leading the worship time, we hope these people will have their spirit above their soul.
如果带领人的魂还在灵的上面，缺乏前面讲过这种敬拜的人的生命与生活的话，那么就没有属灵的鉴别力。
So if the person, the leading worship person, has their soul above their spirit, then they don't have that kind of spiritual life and the reality of living in God according to the person who truly worship God, then they won't have the spiritual discernment. Yeah.
那很惨，那就走入歧途的危险就免不掉了。
So then it's hard to avoid the danger of going the wrong path.
所以我们要祷告，我们不愿意走错任何半步路都不愿意走错。
So that's why we have to pray that we will not walk deviate in any way.
所以我们希望教会带领敬拜时段的人，这 lead worshipper 一定要自己是个敬拜的人先。
So that's why we really hope that lead worshipper of our church can be a first of all a true person of worship.
我们不是一个把安排诗歌音乐演出效果摆在前面的人。
We're not putting first the performance effect of the songs.
那么在节期的时候多一点的音乐，那也是没有关系，因为你的鉴别力在那里，不会走错出去。
So if you do have the discernment, it's totally fine to have some more music and performances during like festival times.
Yeah. 所以这个人呢，要走在正确道路上，而且要有实际属灵圣洁的生命与生活，这最重要。
So the person who's leading worship really needs to have a life that is sanctified and spiritual and
这样子的话，一个人一件乐器也就够了。
And then one person per instrument is enough.
因为神说他的家是什么？是个祷告的家。
Because God says his house is a house of prayer.
是跟他交流的家。
Is a house of fellowship with him.
所以我们如果能够不见一人，只见耶稣，只见神，这样才是合神心意的敬拜的时段。
So if we could be in the state of not seeing any person but God alone, then we can have the truth and leading into the true worship that's pleasing to God.
那神才会以我们的敬拜为满足。
Then God will truly be satisfied with our worship.
那圣经里面常常用的字哦，你看一下头一次出现的时候，就常常代表了它整个的意思。
So in the Bible, oftentimes when a word appears for the first time, it usually represents its entire meaning.
那这个圣经敬拜这两个字第一次出现是什么时候呢？
So when does Bible first use the word worship?
它是在亚伯拉罕献以撒的事情里面说。
That's when Abraham presented Isaac.
因为在创世纪二十二章五节说，那个亚伯拉罕说，我与童子往哪里去拜，去往那里去拜一拜。这个中文翻拜一拜，在英文里面原文就是 worship， 就是去敬拜。
In Genesis 22, when Abraham said, I will take the child to go there and worship, and that's the word worship.
所以你看见啊，这个真正的敬拜代价是很大的。
So you realize that the true worship has a great price.
赏赐呢更大。
But the reward is even greater.
所以神在这里试验他。
So God was testing Abraham.
一面却因着亚伯拉罕的愿意全心顺从，甚至献上神给他的应许之子。
On the one hand, because of Abraham's full willingness to submit, and be willing to sacrifice the promised son that God gave him.
那就是说，他试验他能够什么？ Overcome， 他能够得胜，是不是？
God was testing him for his ability to overcome.
对，那结果呢？因为他愿意，他即使把这个儿子献了，他都愿意。
Because he was willing, even to the degree of sacrificing his one and only son.
这个就是我们在学习神带领我们学习敬拜的时候，那个一路上也是有代价的。
That's the same kind of price that God asks from us when we are learning the process of worship.
有代价，但是神借着这个，叫亚伯拉罕带到最高的复活境地了。
But through this, God led Abraham to the highest place.
因为他看见怎么样，这个神是叫死人复活，死无变有的。
Because he was able to see God is the God that bring up the dead and come into call into being things that do not exist.
这罗马书四章十七节就讲了。
That was recorded in Romans 4:17.
所以我相信，在亚伯拉罕去的那路上三天里面，他慢慢就意识到，这个神虽然这是应许之子嘛，虽然死了，神有办法叫他复活。在这以前，没有人提过复活的事情，但是他就是因为这样子愿意出代价的学习，神就把这个复活显给他看，他自己也就跑到复活的境地了。
So I believe, and when Abraham was taking his son to the mountain, and he was believing that God is able to raise the dead, give life to the dead, and so he himself was able to enter into this best result, the best end result.
Yeah, 亚伯拉罕就到了神全心盼望他能够达到的最好的结局，就是进入复活的境界。
So he was able to enter into this full realization of resurrection.
所以当神的试验临到我们的时候，你眼睛要看远一点，你要看神的目的是什么，那一定比这个好的太多了，所以你要放大胆的去跟着主走。
So when God is testing us, we should really have this heavenly vision and to see what God's eternal purpose really is, and then we just follow him.
那么我们在圣经上也可以找到前面的人失败的例子。
So of course we can also find examples of people who failed.
那个第一个圣殿是所罗门照他父亲大卫得的启示造的。
For example, the first temple was built by Solomon according to David his father, revealed by God.
可是呢，所罗门虽然是一个很有智慧的人，但他有一段时间他敬拜了别神。
Even though Solomon was a man of great wisdom, but for a while he worshipped other gods.
他跟着他许多的妻妾去拜别神。
He followed his wives and concubines to worship other gods.
所以你看他最后他有十个支派，就神赐给了别人，在他死了以后，这十个支派就
分下去了。So that's why in the end, after his death, his 10 tribes, 10 out of 12 tribes, were given to other people by God.
另外还有一个是扫罗王。
The other one is King Saul.
你看他嘴巴上常常挂着敬拜这两句话，这句话。
You know, he always say with his lips about worship.
但是实际上他不遵守神的话。
But he really didn't obey God's word.
你看撒母耳记上15:17-31.
In 1 Samuel chapter 15, 17, verses 17 to 31.
那个扫罗口口声声说要敬拜耶和华。
Saul kept saying, I want to worship God.
那个撒母耳却说啊，耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
But Samuel told him, in, recorded in verse 22 of chapter 15, that has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams.
所以他我们如果嘴巴一天到晚说哦，我敬拜神或敬拜神，这没有用的哈。你要实际上是顺从神。
So if we only say with our lips that I want to worship God, that's useless. We really need to obey God.
所以这个扫罗王最后也被神厌弃了，是不是
？So King Saul was also despised by God later.
所以这两个王啊，他不但害了自己，也害了跟随他们的人。
So these two kings not only hurt themselves, but also harm those who follow them.
所以希望我们拿这个当作见解，不要走这样子的路子。
So I truly hope that we will take these as warnings and not go their way.
那么圣经里面敬拜和侍奉你也看见，这两个字常常一起出现的。
In the Bible, oftentimes you realize that worship and serve, service appear simultaneously.
那个魔鬼试探耶稣的时候，最后最高的试探就是要耶稣拜他。
When the devil tempted Jesus, the last and highest temptation was to ask Jesus to worship him.
哎，那主耶稣回答什么呢？他说：“当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。”这两个就在一起了。
But Jesus replied, "Worship the Lord your God and serve Him only."
So
these two are together.
哎，所以你看，敬拜跟侍奉其实是分不大开的哈。
So you can see worship and service are inseparable.
那么我们如果看中文的罗马书十二章一节
，So if we go to read the Chinese version of Romans 12:1,
他说：“弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上。”当作活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
OK， 所以 NASB 的翻译已经比较好了，因为他念的就跟中文不一样啊。他这个 NASB 在讲说 the spiritual service of worship， 中文没有这个这样讲啊。
So the NASB translation is really a good version because it mentions about the spiritual service of worship.
但是有一个属灵前辈请教原文专家，就是 Lance， 他请教一个原文专家以后，他发现啊，这个话最好的翻译就是我打在那个 PowerPoint 上的。
But a spiritual leader, Lance Lambert, previously. Consulted an expert and said, found out that the best translation of this verse from the original Hebrew, original language, was what's shown on the PowerPoint.
我们现在中文先念一遍好不好？然后再英文念一遍。
Let's read in Chinese together first, and then followed by English.
所以，弟兄们。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritually intelligent worship and service.
Okay. 所以真正的 worship, 有属灵智慧的敬拜与侍奉是怎么样？开始一个是圣洁的活祭。
So the true worship, the spiritually intelligent worship and service, should be the one that starts with a living sacrifice.
就是说，必须有一个真正敬拜顺从神的生命跟生活做基础。
So we really need to have the life and the living true obedience to the voice of God.
因为他不要我们的侍奉是仅仅做一些看起来像是基督徒该做的事。
Because he doesn't want our worship to be like doing something that appears to be a Christian.
好像神哦，应该这些事情都是基督徒做的，所以我赶快去做。So work for the Lord.
So it's not like we should do something that a Christian should be doing. That's like work for the Lord.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书三章二节，他讲提摩太的时候。
when Paul was referring to Timothy in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 2,
他把他形容成是与神同工的。
He described him as God's fellow worker.
所以他就很清楚表示了这个意思了。
And clearly expressed this meaning.
神要我们怎么样侍奉他呢？
How does God want us to serve him?
就是他要我们做什么，我们才做什么。
That is, whatever he wants us to do, we will do.
他没有叫我们做，我们不要说，哎呦，这应该是基督徒做的，我赶快去做，不需要自己开动。
If he doesn't ask us to do something, we don't need to feel like, oh, this is what a Christian should do, then we do. We don't need to initiate anything.
遵照他的旨意，与他同工，是 work with the Lord, 才是真正 spiritual 的 service。
If we work with the Lord, it is to do according to what He wants us to do.
所以，我发现啊，如果我们要有真正满足神心意的真敬拜跟真侍奉，我们必须有一个把它摆在第一位置，完全顺从他的生命与生活。
So therefore, if we want to have a true worship and true service that will be pleasing to God, then we first of all need to have to place God into the first priority and completely submit to His lead, and we need to have this kind of life and living.
这最重要的是我们的生命。
And the most important thing is our life.
生命一定要改变。
We have to transform our life.
那么换句话说呢，也就是说，献上全人为活祭。
That is to present our whole being as a sacrifice, living sacrifice.
天天背起十字架，向老我死。
And daily carry our cross and die to the old self.
这个 die to our old self, 向老我死，一定是我们每时每事的心态，必须。
And this dying to the old self has to be our attitude of every moment.Every instance.
我们常常开始好像是神，然后过一下，哎呦，就是我自己在做了。
A lot of times we often start with God, but then it still boils down to our own intention.
但是因为我们已经早已跟基督同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
But because we have already nailed ourselves onto the cross with Christ, then today it's no longer me who's living, but God in me that's living.
所以我们要知道，我们每天的生活不是说哦，我要这样，我要那样，我要，我要，我要哈。
So that's why our daily living should no longer be I will, I will, I will，
而是要主的旨意成就，主的旨意成就，主的旨意成就。
But only may His will be done, His will be done, His will be done。
这个是个很大的不同，这要长期的。我发现有时候我们自己做都自己都不知道。
That is such a significant difference.That is really requires a long time long time of transformation. A lot of times we don't even realize what we're doing.
那么这样子的一个敬拜侍奉，就真正的回到亚伯拉罕学习的所谓的真正的敬拜。
This kind of a worship and service would be truly returning to the original meaning of Abraham's learning of worship.
所以我们如果有一个真正敬拜的生命的话，我们一定有真正的侍奉。
So if we truly have a life and living of worship, then we will be able to have a true service of worship.
但是有外面看起来的侍奉就不一定是真实的敬拜。
But the outside service may not be the true worship.
所以我们一定要很严肃地问问自己。
So we really need to seriously ask ourselves,
我们每天是不是和神有紧密连接的生命跟生活？
Do we truly have a life that is closely connected with God?
我们是不是真的天天事事把神放在第一的位置？
Are we truly putting God first on a daily basis and in on everything?
我们是不是真的每天每次每个事情都要他的旨意成就，而不是我的意思成就，或者是人家看为好的意思成就？
Are we truly asking every day on everything that may God's will be done and not according to my will?
那么，但是你要知道，这个给神的敬拜啊，我发现我不相信神真的需要我们的敬拜。
But on the other hand, I don't think God really wants our worship and needs our worship.
因为他就是他嘛。
Because he is he.
我们敬不敬拜，怎么敬拜他，对神来讲，他没有办法加他一分或者减他一分啊。
Whether we worship or not, and how we worship Him, it doesn't add or subtract a bit from God.
他活的绝对，他不靠我们小小这么一个人或者一群人的敬拜。
He does not rely on our worship.
为什么他要我们敬拜他？
Why does he want us to worship him?
为什么要我们活在对的敬拜的里面？
Why does he want us to live in the true worship?
这是为了我们自己的好处。
This is really for our own benefit.
我们的神是一个什么？很柔和谦卑的神， meek and lowly 的神。
Our God is such a meek and lowly God.
他要我们敬拜他，绝对不是为了他自己的、哦、要脸面、啊、要面子，或者是他需要、哦、你捧捧他、啊、
He wants us to worship him not because for his face or his own like, glory to that you raise his status.
而是因为他是很宝贝我们的一个神。
But because he loves us and cherishes us so much.
因为他知道他自己的计划，对这个整个宇宙，对人类的计划。
He knows his plan for human beings and for this universe.
他知道只有当我们走在真正敬拜他的道路上，最后才能够有最大的祝福。
He knows only when we walk on this path of true worship of him can we receive the biggest blessing in the end.
我觉得我们在神面前走真的是要一段时间。
I feel we really need time, a period of time when following God.
我不晓得你们怎么想，但是我实在觉得天父是一个隐藏自己的神，他常常好像把他自己藏起来了。
I don't know how you feel, but I really feel that God is a hidden God.
因为总是过一阵以后，哦，你才慢慢懂。有的时候回头十年前发生的事情，你后来才懂。
You often don't know at the moment, but after a long period of time, after you look back, you finally understand. And sometimes it takes like 10 years.
但是我实在是要感谢他，因为我们在他看不见的呵护之下，慢慢的生长。
I really want to thank him because.In this invisible love that we're able to grow.
我们终于能够领会一点他绝对慈爱但是又公义的心肠。
Eventually realizing a little bit his absolute loving kindness and just righteousness.
求主真是帮助我们啊，让他能够早早在我们身上心满意足吧。
So may God help us toHelp us to grow so that we can truly be pleasing to Him and satisfy His heart.
我真的求主向我们说话。
I really hope God will speak to us directly.
希望以后再也听不到说敬拜就是聚会是唱诗的时间了。
So I hope that I'll no longer hear the comment that worship is the time of singing songs.
我们要常常的与他有交流，爱的交流。
We should always have this loving communication and fellowship with God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们亲爱的天父，当我们来到你面前的时候，只有感谢，只有赞美。
Dear Heavenly Father, when we come before you, we're left with only thanks and praises.
你对这个现在罪里的全人类主啊，把你自己的儿子差来。
For the human race that's in sin, that you sent your own only beloved son.
甚至耶稣，圣经上都说他因受痛苦而学顺服。
Even Jesus, according to the Bible, has learned obedience from pain.
但是主啊，你也让他复活。
But you have raised him from death.
就让我们今天活着的都可以有这个盼望进到他复活的境界。
So that we can all enter into his resurrection.
不是在我们死身体死后复活，乃是在我们的灵里达到一个复活的境界。
Not after our bodily death, but to reach this resurrected life in our spirit.
让我们在还活在这个身体里面的时候，我们能够与你一同在天上，能够跟你同享你自己所有的一切所事和所有。
Lord, as we live in the spirit resurrection, we could really enjoy a full being of your fullness and yourself in heaven.
What a life that will be! 主啊，这是何等样的一个生命你给我们的？
Oh, thank you, Lord. What kind of a life you have given us.
感谢赞美。
Thank you and praise you.
主，让我们真是能够跟着你一路走。
Allow us to go all the way with you.
常常向你说话。
I'm talking to you.
常常请求你自己的指示指引。
Asking for instructions.
直到我们见一面的日子。
Until the day that we see you face to face.
愿你真是对我们能够心满意足。
May you be fully satisfied with us.
愿你在我们每一个人和我们一群人里面，主啊，你能够得到安息。
May you truly find rest in us individually and corporately.
主啊，我们靠你的信实，靠你的恩典。
Lord, we rely on your faithfulness and your grace.
In Jesus' name, 奉主耶稣基督的圣灵祈求。
In the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.